everyone can have them meat sauce.
Yeah. Oh, what were some of the children's nicknames for old children who would tell on other children?
Blabbermouth.
And if they told the teacher that somebody had been doing something wrong, or
they snitched on them.
Uh huh. And then the
tattletale.
Tattletale. Mm-hmm. Uh huh. If you're pretty sure something's going to happen and you caution somebody about it, and the person goes ahead anyway, and then it happens, you might say,
it's your own fault.
It's your own fault. I
told you so.
Uh-huh. And I
warned you.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh. Have to know the questionnaire. Let's see. Oh, if they were putting a new pavement out here and they came by with their equipment and just pulverized this pavement out in front, you'd say the road is all
dug up.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Under construction.
Uh-huh. Torn up? Tore up?
Yes, torn up.
And your girls in the morning sometimes will start to leave without a sweater, and you give it to them and say, all right, now I want you to
wear this or take this.
Uh-huh. And to make sure that you wear it, I'd like to have you stop right now and
put it on.
At 9 o'clock this morning, I
came.
Mm-hmm. If someone does something intentionally and you know it, you might say, now that man didn't do that accidentally, he did it
on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Deliberately.
Uh-huh. How long have you lived in this house?
36 years this fall.
And that's since?
36, 1961, be 1925.
What? You've lived here?
25 years.
And can't get the word.
No. I've lived here since 1925.
That's it. And if somebody offers to give you part of an apple and you wanted the entire apple, you'd say, I don't want a part, I want the...
All or nothing at all, yeah. Whole?
Yeah, whole thing.
He had me asking people for things a while ago.
if someone thinks he has a pretty good thing and he's quite boastful about it and you're a little disdainful, you might say, oh, I don't think that's...
Too hot.
He thinks it's a good one, but I don't think it's...
Very good.
I think I asked you this between 1861 and 1865, the North and the South.
Fault.
Uh-huh. Any special expression that means to leave very fast? Let's say a man.
Hurry.
Well, a man comes to town, a stranger. He works up some sort of a quick business, and then
flabbing off.
He's discovered and he disappears. You say, boy, he really.
Flew the coop.
Flew the coop.
Isn't that what I'd probably say?
Yeah, that's what you'd say.
Mm-hmm. If you're pretty sure something will happen and someone says, will this take place? You might say, yes, I
am sure of it.
Uh-huh. Or
positive.
Well, let's say you're not really positive. You're just almost positive.
I'm betting on it.
Yeah.